This conference is being recorded.
Hi, for those of us that want to achieve and maintain vibrant health, there is probably no better way than with natural medicine therapies. On today's call, we have the pleasure of talking with Dr. Fred Lasanti of Integrative Med Solutions. Dr. Lasanti, can you tell our listeners a little about yourself, and can you provide an overview of your natural medicine clinic, Integrative Med Solutions?
Sure, Hayden. I'd be happy to explain that to you. Well, my education is very unique. I went to one of four accredited medical colleges in the United States that gives out degrees in naturopathic medicine. So I have a doctorate degree in naturopathic medicine. Naturopathic medicine is a wonderful profession that goes back over 100 years in this country, and there are universities and medical schools all around the world, from New Zealand to England to down in Central America. Besides being a naturopathic doctor, I'm also an acupuncturist. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, and I have a master's degree in the science of oriental medicine. I'm studied in classical Chinese medicine, which is a little bit different from traditional Chinese medicine. Most of the colleges in this country are TCM-based, and TCM, it goes back to the politics of China when Mao came in, Mao Zedong, and basically attempted to standardize everything, including medical approaches. And CCM is basically what was saved from those traditions. So much of it has to do with approaching the body from a very holistic point of view, treating the underlying causes, treating the whole person, and using the whole power of nature as a health ally for us in our approach towards our patients. Our clinic in general is a wonderful clinic. It's basically a general clinic, and we specialize in a number of things. We see all types of acute and chronic disorders and diseases. However, musculoskeletal pain management is definitely an emphasis at our clinic. So we see much chronic neck pain. We see chronic back pain, lower back pain. We see things like tendinitis, carpal tunnel. We work with tennis players and golfers for elbow pain, golfer's elbow and tennis elbow. However, we're very active as well in our community with reproductive endocrinologists. Reproductive endocrinologists basically refer patients to us, women who are seeking pregnancy and who are thus far infertile. So we work together with medical doctors in conjunction with them in helping to attain a successful conception for couples and women who are seeking childbirth. So we do much work with infertility. We also work during the pregnancy as well to achieve a smooth labor process and a postpartum process. We work also with all types of women's medicine and gynecological disorders in general. We also work with emotional imbalances, a lot of stress management. We work with anxiety. We work with depression, which are all very common in today's society, especially our working and fast-paced culture.
It seems that there are more and more people today suffering from neck and back pain. Is this something you also see in your practice, and what treatment options do you suggest for someone that is suffering from neck or back pain?
Yeah, we see many people for neck and back pain. Many wonderful therapies and modalities out there. The number one being at our clinic is acupuncture. Acupuncture is a wonderful modality. It goes back over 4,000 years. And it's basically the insertion of very hair-thin, fine needles into different parts of the body. The way the acupuncture theoretically is meant to work, the acupunctures, the needles themselves, act as a current in a way. And what moves through our body is energy, and everything has a charge to it. High school biology tells us everything has protons, neutrons, and electrons. Everything living has a charge through it. It's similar to viewing electricity. Moving through wires to see light, we can't actually see the electricity, but we can certainly see the light itself, the end result. when the energy is considered stuck in the body, specifically in the neck area or the back of the body, lower back, we tend to see stagnation. Theoretically, that's called, from a Chinese medicine perspective, with that stagnation, there's a stagnation of blood flow to the local areas. When the blood flow is stagnant, it creates inflammation. It also creates the particles of inflammation that accumulate specifically in those areas. So the point of acupuncture is to basically help move what the Chinese refer to as qi, or the energy, locally in those areas. And wherever qi flows, they said blood flows as well. So we're able to really work the area and get much circulation. Much of the inflammation that develops there locally tends to dissolve and go away. With that, a decrease in pain, a more range of motion, an overall improvement in the integrity of the area from a ligament perspective, a tendon perspective, all the way down to a bone perspective. If we're dealing with the neck and back, the vertebra become stronger, more stable. And we work with many conditions from cervical disc herniations, lumbar disc herniations, cervical disc syndromes. We work with muscle pulls and muscle strains. We work with chronic tendencies, people that have had lingering back pain for 15, 20, 25 years. So it's a wonderful modality for neck and back pain. Concurrently, we always advise lifestyle modifications. We go through an overview of someone's lifestyle, whether they're sitting at work, if they're having proper alignment during their physical routines, their workout sessions. We go through a stress management overview because there's a tendency to locate stress in the low back in general and in our various places of our body where we hold in emotions. So then we also give anti-inflammatory botanical medicine. We also offer different types of nutraceuticals, vitamins, minerals, enzymes that can also help the local area in feeding the area with nutrition to help it then stabilize itself.
I do have one question that I think many listeners might have also. Is acupuncture hurt at all? I know these are needles. Is there any pain associated with acupuncture?
Yeah, that's a great question, and especially for newcomers that come to see us at the clinic for the first time, that's a common question. I wouldn't say they hurt. In general, we do want to find and feel some sensation when receiving an acupuncture treatment. Sensations vary. Sometimes they can be a warm or cold sensation. Sometimes they could be feel like a dull ache. And that's actually what we're attempting to go find sometimes. It's similar to fishing. And what we're basically doing with the acupuncture is we're fishing and we're searching for where the energy is stuck. And where that energy is stuck, if you do feel anything, that's actually a good thing. That's actually a good spot to actually do the acupuncture in. As we continue to work together, that dull ache will become less and less, and that means we have more of the qi, more of the blood flowing through the area, more of the energy flowing and circulating in the local area. And with that, again, comes the end results of decreased pain, improved range of motion, and increased strength and integrity of the local joint itself. At our clinic, we stay in communications with our patients, so if anybody ever feels anything sharp, we always basically adjust the acupuncture. Most of the time, folks hardly feel a thing, and that's because my technique in general is very gentle. I'm considered reputation-wise to have a very gentle acupuncture technique, but it's also very effective. You don't necessarily have to have a strong acupuncture technique. You can be more subtle with your practices and still have great results. So to answer your question, occasionally folks do feel something. It's actually a great thing if we're feeling a dull ache. Hardly they ever feel anything too uncomfortable, which makes us end a treatment session early. That's actually never happened. Everyone does very well overall.
Thank you. That definitely helps a lot. Can you provide an example of something a listener can do today that will help reduce back pain associated with sitting too long at work? I know many people, they suffer from neck or back pain, work-related. They're at their computer all day. They're sitting at an office job. And is there something that they might be able to do that would help alleviate some of that pain?
Definitely. What I would suggest foremost before anything else is to take a break. Clinical studies show breaking every 20 to 30 minutes, getting up from your chair, stretching your back, flexing your back, flexing your shoulders, rotating your head, twisting your body, taking a walk to the water jug and getting some water, really getting some circulation on your own just by moving your muscles every 20 to 30 minutes. The stagnation develops after a while, usually takes 40 minutes to 60 minutes. If you're sitting there for 40 to 60 minutes without taking those 20 to 30 minute breaks incrementally, that will usually lead to more stagnation and thus chronic pain. Other things that you can do to check in, make sure you're keeping yourself adequately hydrated during the day. As everyone knows, our cells are comprised of 60% of water. When you do feel thirsty, we're usually about 30% dehydrated at that point. So keep yourself well hydrated. I always advise at least 6 to 8 glasses of water a day. Could be more depending on body size. That's usually for an average body size. Cells love water. Hydration loves water. Muscles love water. So keep your body adequately hydrated and your muscles and overall inflammation will help. Lastly, be careful what you do have for lunch. Some foods are considered very acidic. What we attempt to do at our clinic is educate our patients, showing them about foods that can be more alkaline on the pH scale. Foods that are alkaline usually create less of a whole body systemic inflammatory response. So some great foods, for example, could be some whole grains or some steamed vegetables or some fruits that you keep around at your desk. And those in general will definitely help with overall a reduction of inflammation during the day that people can experience.
Tips that I definitely can utilize myself. So not only will the listeners, but I will personally benefit too. Thank you. Dr. Lasanti, where are you located and how can you be contacted for more information or to schedule an appointment?
Sure. Our clinic is located in East Chester, New York. East Chester is in southern Westchester County, and it's one of the first suburban counties north of Manhattan after the Bronx. We see people from all over the tri-state area. We also do phone consultations with people from around the world. We have many of our clients from our local community. Also, people from Manhattan come and take the train, which is only a 20-minute train ride from Manhattan. We're in East Chester, New York. Our phone number is 914-337-2980. And our website, where you can find a whole bunch of great information, is www.intmedsolutions.com. That's www.intmedsolutions.com. And that's short for Integrative Med Solutions.
Thank you, Dr. Lasanti.
You're quite welcome.